It's less than a month to the November elections, and to the surprise of many, a couple Kansas races are very competitive. Perhaps the one most watched nationally is for the U.S. Senate. GOP incumbent Pat Roberts is battling independent Greg Orman, who is leading in most polls. In the first of 2 days of reports, KCUR's Peggy Lowe has this profile of Roberts.
Audrey Langworthy got the fundraising letter from Republican incumbent Pat Roberts last November. Roberts called for the resignation of then Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, who was under fire for the botched rollout of Obamacare. That was just one of the things that made Langworthy so angry, she started writing back to Roberts in black ink, handwritten directly onto his letter.
Pat, this letter makes me sick to my stomach. You have lost your moral compass. You no longer represent me.
Langworthy, a former Republican state senator from Johnson County, was furious that Roberts would betray a Kansas family who had helped him. Not only was Roberts an aide to Congressman Keith Sebelius, Kathleen's father-in-law, he took his seat in 1981. But that wasn't all that was in the letter. Roberts also bragged about helping Senator Ted Cruz shut down the government over Obamacare.
Enjoy your Tea Party crazy friends. You have turned your back on moderate Republicans who have helped elect you year after year.
Langworthy is now a member of Traditional Republicans for Common Sense, a 70-member group of current and former lawmakers. They're supporting Roberts' challenger, Greg Orman. In a mostly Republican state, nearly half of voters say they disapprove of the job Roberts is doing.
Anyone who thought that Pat Roberts would be fighting the political fight of his life 2-3 months ago, say nothing of 5 months ago, no. It may be the biggest single surprise in American politics this year.
University of Kansas political science professor Burdette Loomis blames part of Roberts' struggle for being out of touch. The 78-year-old Roberts is a native Kansan, but he left the state in the 1960s. And he helped fuel his Tea Party challenger Milton Wolf in the GOP primary last spring when he glibly joked to the New York Times about not having a home here, even though he's registered to vote in Dodge City.
This is a guy who never got under 60% of the vote, was utterly unprepared for a tough race.
Since then, Roberts has made a series of gaffes. He suggested on a Senate forum that his chief residence is in Virginia. And on the campaign trail, he said the country was heading for, quote, national socialism, sometimes a reference for Nazism.
Hello, everyone. In case you've forgotten, I'm Bob Dole, and I want to talk about my good friend, Pat Roberts.
And then there's the Bob Dole issue. The popular former Kansas senator is campaigning for Roberts. That's despite Roberts' 2012 vote against a United Nations treaty on the rights of people with disabilities. It's a personal project for Dole, and Roberts voted no even as Dole sat on the Senate floor in his wheelchair. That further infuriated longtime Republicans like Audrey Langworthy.
If you can't be loyal on certain issues, then, you know, the electorate has no reason to be loyal to Pat Roberts any longer.
Roberts was also hurt when the Democrat in the race, Chad Taylor, dropped out. That left a strong path for Democrats and moderate Republicans to go for Orman. Seeing a once safe seat blow away in a year when the GOP has the Senate majority in sight, campaign operatives swooped in from Washington and started issuing press releases questioning Orman's business dealings. Roberts started playing heavily to Republicans, bringing in Tea Party favorites Sarah Palin and moderate John McCain. All are describing Orman with the D word.
My friends, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it might be a duck. And that's a Democrat, which is what he is.
While many are speaking for Roberts on the stump, this week he's touring the state with Ted Cruz. Roberts isn't talking to us. His campaign didn't respond to several requests for an interview. So we'll let his ads do the talking.
I'm Pat Roberts, and I approve this message.
Kansas hasn't elected a Democratic senator since 1932, and Roberts is working hard to align Orman with the party's leader.
Obama's candidate for Senate in Kansas? Greg Orman. A vote for Greg Orman is a vote for the Obama agenda.
Roberts' barrage of ads hasn't moved the race off a dead heat. So Kathleen Sebelius's well-known line may be true for Roberts. Democrats don't win elections in Kansas, she said. Republicans lose elections. Peggy Lowe, KCUR News.